possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tom keeps bringing in pages of ticket text. We're going to read them. We also have phone calls to get to. Micah Parsons, Green Bay Packer. Your thoughts on the division? Who's the best team? Your thoughts on Brad Holmes? Your thoughts on Aiden Hutchinson? Price tag just went up, although that was inevitable. John, yeah. You think it's going to be what now?
Well, it's going to be in the 50s per year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get to Stefan. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this was devastating when I saw this yesterday. There's nothing around it, no sugarcoating. This is actually worse than the Luka Doncic. I think Micah Parsons is more dominant in the sport than Luka Doncic is. I think this is actually worse for Dallas fans. But what I don't understand, okay, so they got Micah Parsons. Okay, so you're Brad Holmes, and there's nothing being done. And it's not that you go out and get Trey Hendrickson or you go, but they have three defensive ends, okay? They signed two practice squad guys that are probably not going to do much. And it's not just that, it's the injuries that you have to start the year. So if you have a guy that goes down in season, who do you have? You don't have anybody. So instead of this Za'Darius Smith, I'll throw something out there because I read something maybe it was about a week and a half ago. I don't think the Za'Darius Smith thing is happening. I think it would have happened by now.
Yeah.
Why isn't he calling teams to make a trade for like a Kayvon Thibodeau or someone where you have a younger player that might be getting pushed out? That would be my thing. Like, you know, you saw what Micah Parsons, you would not even have to give up nearly what Micah Parsons got. But I don't understand why there isn't any activity at
Steve,
all.
Stefan, he doesn't think it's an issue, a need. He told us live on the radio. He doesn't understand why anybody views Edge as a need for this football team. Why he continues to be asked about it. He's like bewildered. That we feel the way we feel.
And you know what? It would be a different story if you had Lee McNeil healthy, you had Josh Pascal healthy, you had Levi Anzorike healthy. Like, if you had depth on the line, then I would say, okay, the urgency wouldn't be as high. I still think they would need to do something. But now, when you're putting Al-Qadeen out there and you're one injury away from where you were last year, and then you have to go against Micah Parsons in Green Bay. It's just baffling to me.
Appreciate it.
I don't know if Thibodeau's on the market.
I don't know either.
Let's just play the if game. Mm-hmm. If that were to happen, and you've got Parsons and Rashawn Gary in Green Bay, or you had Aiden Hutchinson and Kayvon Thibodeau in Detroit.
Can I call it a push?
I would think that's because I was just asking you about Za'Darius Smith. Kayvon Thibodeau, I think at this point in his career, is better than or would be more productive than Za'Darius. So I think it becomes a push at that point.
Yeah, look, Thibodeau had 11.5 sacks his second season. Last year missed some time, still had 5.5, and there's big upside. Again, I don't know if he's available, but that's a guy thinking outside the box going, what are the Giants doing? 248-539-9797. Kevin in Garden City, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Listen, a couple of points here. Frustrating that Green Bay got Michael Parsons. Absolutely frustrating and disappointing. I think one of the most perplexing things, though, is that when you look at Dan Campbell, even with the most simple of questions that he's asked, there's passion, there's aggression, there's enthusiasm. But with Brad Holmes, it goes kind of the other way. And that's the most perplexing thing. Brad was asked about the defensive end. Well, you know, I don't think so. You know, it's there. He was asked about the extra slot position. Well, it's just there. Come on, man. The passion, where's the passion? And I think that's where the trepidation and the disconnect comes from. What about the Darius? Can we go out and get him? What will it cost us? And if you don't want to go get him, tell us why.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do it, tell us why. And if you're satisfied with where you are, I know he said that in a roundabout way,
yeah,
but give us a little passion and reassure us as fans that we're going to be okay. Or go ahead and admit that you're all good for the next three seasons while y'all rake in this money. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on a holiday Friday. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
Kevin, appreciate it. Yeah, you just want to – he might say, well, I don't need to sell you. Look at the results. We've won back-to-back divisions. But your fan base always wants to get reassured.
Mm-hmm.
And, John, I don't feel like they've been reassured. And then you throw this Parsons thing later in the day, and I think it has people feeling some type of way. Couple ticket texts. This texter says, the Packers got better – but they're still not the best team in this division. Both things can be true.
Sure, they got a lot better, and there's no question about it. And now it's my reaction was I was disappointed that he ended up in the division. My reaction for the Lions was I still think they should win this division.
I still would pick the Lions to win this division. But yeah, you're not sitting there atop the divisional mountain. You got a co-favorite now. Ticket Texter says, can you do a comparison of the Parsons trade to the Khalil Mack trade in 2018? In the end, how did Khalil Mack help the Bears? Thoughts on that? So they added him in 2018, eight days before the season. He had a sack and a forced fumble in their first game of the year. Instant impact. Yep. They had the number one defense in the National Football League, and they won the NFC North. Made a pretty big impact. No, they didn't win the Super Bowl, so I guess the joke's on them. But they lost that year, people famously remember, the double doink.
Yeah.
And Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy were not able to capitalize on their first place defense. But Khalil Mack was a game wrecker. And John, I agree with you when you said this. Parsons is better than Khalil Mack.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's not close. Khalil Mack was a terrific player, especially in his prime. But
if this gives the Packers the number one defense in the NFL and wins them the division, that's a hell of a move.
Micah Parsons is going into his fifth season. And that's part of the difference. He is so young. He's only 26 years old. And this is not just an issue for the next 4 years.
The best is yet to come, you would argue.
This is an issue for longer than that.
It's an issue beyond week one. It's an issue beyond even this season. You're right. He's going to be a terror for years. Ticket Texter said, Green Bay understands pass rush matters. Brad is too smug and would rather stick it to the fans than fill the second edge spot. It's clear as day to me. We will be third in the division. Injuries piling up. Brandon and Hazel Park.
I don't think he's trying to stick it to the fans. That's not what this is. He has a philosophy, and I'll give him credit. He's got a philosophy which he's developed over the length of his career, of his life, that he believes in. And he is operating under those beliefs. And he's going to hold tight to those beliefs. So what it says is your beliefs better get it done.
Yeah.
Because we're watching another team do it a different way.
If the Packers win the division and win a Super Bowl the next 2 years and the Lions don't, it will do irreparable damage to this town unlike we've ever seen before. Josh and Warren.
Seems a little dramatic.
But John,
I don't think irreparable harm. I think it'll be very
the city will be
upsetting.
On fire if Green Bay wins the Super Bowl while we sit here thinking, well, at least we've got the cap sheet in order for 27 and 28 and 29. That's not what we don't do like parades for like the cap sheet being in order.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That does feel like what they're doing here is they want to keep everybody or as many of them as they can. And that's what's stopping them from making a more aggressive move. And that's okay as long as you actually win the Super Bowl. But if you end up as the bridesmaid and never the bride while everybody else around you makes aggressive moves and wins,
well, I just want to make sure
like a chump.
And you can clarify however you want. Yeah. I'm not mad that Detroit didn't do this trade. Would I have loved it? Yes. Would I be dancing in the streets? Yes. But I never saw this as a possibility. What I'm upset about is that they're not addressing the edge position with anyone. Josh Pascal, not even available. And Za'Darius is available. We keep going back to him because he's available. It costs you no draft capital to improve your team.
The argument to have made any kind of move over last year or this year is that basically you're treating your roster as if you have a rookie QB. You have a bunch of guys on rookie deals. Take advantage of it and push the envelope. Parsons might not fit that profile because of the commitment, and you got to pay Aiden. You know, you get yourself into cap trouble, okay? Maybe he's not, but that's like where I get frustrated is why didn't they push the envelope on Trey Hendrickson?
Right.
You know, why you could even entertain that going into before last season in the offseason. Like, you see what I'm saying? There was a window yep. there where you could have really pushed it with a 2 or 3 year deal and not affected your future.
Yeah, and John, it's a good clarification. I'm not saying that this was the be-all end-all, that if Brad Holmes, he didn't make this deal, therefore it's the bigger picture. It's the urgency quotient from other teams versus the urgency from Detroit.
And
big picture.
I hope, here's my hope. We are, and the city is jumping on Brad Holmes right now. My hope is that he's holding on to these receipts. And at the end of the year, we get a look back at Aiden Hutchinson with greater than 17 sacks. That was in fact or fiction.
Defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year. And that you're looking at any edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. But Marcus Davenport is a guy that is 8 sacks and plays in 15 games.
And our defense is locked down, legitimate. Yep.
That's my hope. I hope Brad Holmes is right.
Me too. I mean, we've done it with Scott Harris too, right? Like, we wanted more at the deadline. Do I hope he's right? Yeah. Hope's not a great strategy.
Yeah, you know. Heard that one.
It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.